You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome into the Gym Class for Friday here at KGYM. 4 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Scott Udash with you. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side. Dan Shonk of Our Last Scouting Service set to stop by and join us via the phones, I should say, in about 15 minutes or so. We'll talk about the upcoming NFL draft, which is about a month away. How the scouts are looking at things, what has changed over the last several weeks, and more. And your questions welcome for Dan about your favorite team at 319-366-1600. That is our text line available to you again, 319-366-1600. Phone line, same digits, 319-366-1600 here on this Friday edition of the program. Also, of course, college basketball news. We look ahead to the men's and women's Final Four and a whole lot more, including the upcoming sports weekend around the country. Again, 319-366-1600. Thanks for tuning in. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as the KGYM radio stream. KGYM mobile app, give it a download, and your smart speaker as well. And if you have missed any of our programs, you can always go back. We encourage you to listen to them, both our program as well as the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, and they are available at KGYMradio.com as well as your Apple or Spotify. You can track it down by those means. Out there as well on this Friday. A windy and sunny and cool one, but I think the weather is going to make a turn tomorrow, and that is good for the holiday weekend. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well, Scott. Should be a great Easter weekend weather-wise, and hopefully folks out there have a good one and enjoying some golf this afternoon, a little bit of baseball. What a wacky opening day it was, I thought.
It was a wacky opening day, slash night, slash early morning, if you were silly enough to stay up and watch a team give a game away. But I digress. Yeah, your Twins and my Sox both grabbed defeat from the jaws of victory in opening day games last night, Mark.
Yeah, you're gonna see a lot of these things that I'm going to describe throughout the course of the year, but happening in one day and on opening day. I mean, the Twins struck out 17 times. Yeah, we're ahead 3 runs in the ninth inning and blew it. You mentioned your White Sox doing the same. We saw a 14-10 game and a 1-0 game. Cubs pitchers walked 11 Pirates. Clayton Kershaw got bombed. 10 hits and 6 runs. The Royals and Mariners came from behind big time, 5 runs or more. And Cody Bellinger had a 2-run homer that was a single.
Yeah.
Justin Turner didn't realize it was a home run, and Bellinger passed him on the base paths. And yeah, a lot of crazy stuff.
But it's good to have baseball back, though. I mean, it's
for sure.
It's just good to have baseball back, no matter if your team's 0-1 or 1-0 after opening day. It's a marathon. It is not a sprint. We know that. And don't get too high. Don't get too low. Although I must admit, I was a little perturbed last night at about midnight.
Yeah, I bet you were. And I felt the same way in the afternoon when the Twins blew that 3-run lead. But you're right. We just know our teams aren't going to go 162-0, right?
Well, I heard that a lot, you know, over the last couple of decades from a certain individual that was a certain fan of a certain team in the Midwest. If he's listening in, hello.
There's been more than one.
He said, well, or we may give the rest of the league a break and just go 161-1.
Yeah. Hope you're listening, Jeff Wessel.
and they may go 161-1. We'll see how it all plays out. 319-366-1600. Let's start off with golf news. Zach Johnson, the Cedar Rapids native on the PGA Tour. Unfortunately, probably a different scenario for Zach down at the Valero Texas Open than what we're used to.
I believe as we speak, Zach is on the road to Augusta. Maybe he's going to stop at St. Simon's Island, his home, and spend the weekend before he goes to Augusta. But not a good day by any means for Zach. Four over par, 76. He is at plus three right now, the cut at plus two, could go to plus one, but Zach will not play the weekend heading into the Masters next week.
Yeah, Masters is coming up next week, of course, from Augusta National, and we've got Caddy Smack to preview that. Coming up, Brian Haas is going to join us on Wednesday. We'll talk about the Masters. We'll talk local golf. We'll talk about your games as well. So mark that down on your calendars for next Wednesday. The Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, coming your way right here on KGYM. We've got the women's Final Four coming up tonight for you. We'll join up at 6 o'clock. That'll be on 106.3 FM and the Gym OT, 107.5 FM, coming up this evening. A little bit unusual with the format this year. It will be a split semifinal, so we'll have probably the second half of game number one, and then they will actually take a break as far as the Westwood coverage is concerned, and then come back for game number two later on in the evening. Again, that'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Final Four for the men coming up tomorrow. We'll get things started at 2:30 on all of our frequencies. 107.5 will break away at 5:30 for Twins baseball, the Twins and the Brewers, game two of the season coming up. And then on Monday night at 6 o'clock, it'll be the men's national championship. Sunday, late afternoon, it'll be the women's championship game. And before we start talking about the Final Four, big honor today for a pair of Hawkeyes, Mark, one on the men's side and one on the women's side as far as men's and women's basketball are concerned.
Yeah, on the women's side, Caitlin Clark of Iowa has won the Dawn Staley Award, which goes to the top guard in the country each and every year. By the way, Staley will be coaching South Carolina tonight in the women's Final Four, and in a historic matchup of two black women head coaches in that game. And then Luca Garza reeled in a few more awards, including what is called the Senior Class Award. Class is an acronym for celebrating loyalty and achievement for staying in school. And it's voted on by multiple Division I head coaches. And it goes to a student athlete who encourages students to use their platform in athletics to make a positive impact as leaders in their communities. And I would suffice to say that Luca Garza represented all of that. And as witness to that, he is this year's winner and the third in Iowa history. The Senior Class Award also went to Megan Gustafson 2 years ago and to Samantha Logic in 2015.
Yeah, some good company right there as far. And I agree with you about the award, the Class Award for Luca. And that means I think that is... It's obvious you don't get the Luca Garzas that stay for 4 years around a whole lot in college basketball. I mean, it's a totally different situation than it was 20, 30 years ago, heck, even 10 years ago. You just don't see those guys stick around for all 4 years of their collegiate careers anyway, but yeah, pretty darn good award and a good feather in the cap for Luca Garza today. And the same thing for Caitlin Clark. And by the way, our friend Mike Halas will join us coming up on Monday, of course, wrote down a real nice column about Caitlin Clark. If you want to find that, go to Mike's Twitter account, at Halas, talking about kind of what we've kind of been talking about a little bit, Mark, and that is the ceiling for Caitlin Clark. There have been some great individuals, and up and down the line as far as men's and women's basketball at the University of Iowa. And Mike's point of his column is the fact that Caitlin Clark could surpass all of them by a long, long way by the time her career is finished.
Yeah, if she keeps it up the way she did this year, that's for darn sure. And, you know, I'll be interested to see, unlike the men, you know, women are not leaving early to go to the WNBA. And therefore, you get 4 years of a player like Clark. And I know Lisa Bluter is looking forward to the next three there. And as far as Garza goes, I mean, the list of accolades is just too long to repeat because they've come fast and furious. And I know there's one or two more yet to be announced, but very soon he'll be a consensus All-American.
No doubt. No doubt about it. 319-366-1600 at 15 past 3, about 6 minutes away from talking with Dan Shanka of Our Lad Scouting Service. Again, if you have a question about your favorite NFL team or a specific player for Dan, go ahead and let us know about it via the text line at 319-366-1600. By the way, the women's Final Four will join up with that game with Stanford and South Carolina, probably early in the stages of the second half. These games being played in San Antonio. Those are a pair of one seeds going at it. Then you've got in the nightcap tonight, Connecticut, UConn, taking on number three seeded Arizona. They're the lone gate crasher as far as the non-first seeds are concerned, as far as the women's Final Four. And some good basketball teams going at it this evening. And we'll see UConn, their 13th straight Final Four. And can they get to the championship game once again? Should be good games. Should be good games. Same thing with the men's coming up tomorrow. We'll kick that around coming up in just a little bit. But looking forward to watching and listening to a little women's basketball tonight.
Yeah, it should be a couple good games. And, of course, a lot of focus, a lot of cheering, a lot of cheering against UConn, I have to believe. That's the case almost every year. But Gino Auriemma has his team right there again. And we'll see if Arizona can give him a fight.
I think they will. I think they will. Of course, the number one seed, the lone number one seed did not advance was North Carolina State. They were taken out by the Big Ten's Indiana, but then Indiana fell to Arizona in the regional final as far as that particular region on the women's side is concerned. But yeah, some good basketball certainly is being played. 17 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here in the gym class on KGYM, and Final Fours are front and center, certainly, as far as this weekend is concerned. And you take a look at the weekend sports calendar. You got Major League Baseball, which is getting underway, of course. We'll be keeping an eye on that throughout the weekend as well. And the old adage, Mark, is that you can't certainly win a division or a pennant in April, but you can certainly more than likely lose a pennant or a division in April if you do not perform up to your capabilities.
Well, the adage is true. There's no question about it. And you want those teams that, like ours, that lost that first game to rebound. And by the way, it's an abbreviated schedule in Major League Baseball today. Many teams have the day off before resuming, as you mentioned, on the weekend. So we'll see how this month plays out. It's only April 2nd. You know, you just don't want those things that went awry yesterday to continue for a week or longer. That's when it becomes disaster.
Yeah, it is. It is. Back to college basketball before we get to a break. Interesting news coming out of Lawrence, Kansas today, as KU has given a lifetime contract to their men's basketball coach, Bill Self. Bill Self, certainly, you take a look at what he has done on the court, X's and O's wise, and as far as his career record is concerned, certainly deserves something like that. 58 years old, 522 wins, 118 losses, national championship back in 2008, several Final Fours under his tutelage. But But Kansas is awaiting possible sanctions.
Yeah.
And that's what makes this is kind of a little bit of a head scratcher, if you will. New AD coming in after Jeff Long and his ouster after the whole situation with football coach Les Miles. Kansas right now is an athletic program in upheaval. And even though they have the sanctions coming, perhaps, for their men's basketball program, I think the one constant they have, and they know it, is Bill Self. And I think that's why they're trying to lock him down and keep him in Lawrence for his career.
Well, on the court, you can't deny his success. But it's those off-the-court things that you outlined, the NCAA sniffing around the Kansas program, and should penalties or sanctions be levied, that makes this a very odd move. I mean, a lifetime is a long time. How much longer will Bill Self coach? Maybe 15, 20 years?
Yep.
How much trouble is he going to get the program in that time? Maybe none. Maybe none. I don't know. But on the court, you want to lock up a guy like this, I understand. And I had some financial ramifications to it. I know Self was owed a bunch of money here shortly, but they're going to be able to spread out that money. I think he gets $100,000 a month, Scott, something like that.
That's it. By the way, his contract, according to CBS Sports, the contract contains wording. I'm just going to read this from the CBS Sports website here. In fact, the contract contains wording saying Self cannot be fired, quote, due to any current infractions matter that involves conduct that occurred on or prior to the date of the full execution of this agreement, unquote.
Hmm.
So even if Kansas gets, oh, what, probation for a year or two, has to miss the NCAA tournament, whatever the case may be, Bill Self cannot be fired due to that.
It tells me Self has a pretty good lawyer, Scott. It
tells me he's got pretty good standing down in Lawrence at this particular time. No doubt about that. 319-366-1600. We already got questions for Dan Shanka coming in as one of our favorites, and we're going to talk to Dan coming up here. It's 22 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We're going to talk NFL draft and some NFL football with Dan Shanka of Our Lad Scouting Service. Stay with us. More to come after this on KGYM.
When an all-expense-paid trip to the College Basketball National Championship in New Orleans next season, just stop by your local Quick Star. Purchase any 20-ounce Coca-Cola product with your Quick Rewards card, and you're automatically entered to win. Pick up any package of Quick Star's hand-breaded fried chicken, receive another entry. Purchase both together? Yep, you get 10 bonus entries. See stores for details. No purchase necessary to win. Coca-Cola, fried chicken, and college hoops. Are you kidding me? Life is good. Quick Star, we got you covered.
I'm so excited that baseball is back. There's nothing like watching a game with great weather and a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You'll get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way, you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and when you win, FanDuel will pay you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code KUHN to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code KUHN. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 17 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800 Bets off.
Reimagine your outdoor living space with Alexander Lumber and Trex. Choose the enduring beauty and durability of Trex composite decking, engineered to eliminate time-consuming maintenance while offering superior scratch, fade, and stain resistance. You'll spend way less time taking care of your deck and a whole lot more time enjoying it. The experts at Alexander Lumber can't wait to help you create the deck of your dreams. Stop and see them at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
My community means everything to me. That's why I joined the Army National Guard. I'm proud of where I'm from, and as a soldier, I get to give back to the people that helped me succeed. The training and leadership skills I get from the Army National Guard help me every day when I teach young people and look out for my community. If you'd like to learn how you too can serve part-time in the community you love, visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
It's time for some straight talk. Your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of noise about how to spend it. So when the big carriers tell you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise.
Hi, friend. It's your home speaking, and I need some favors. Could you turn on some of the lights in the basement? I'm scared of the dark. Also, this one is easy. Could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico so we could save money? Last thing, just a suggestion. Could you steam clean the carpets? I need a spa day.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
3:26, back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Buttons with you, taking it through the Friday edition of the show. Going to talk to Dan Shunk of Our Lad Scouting Service coming up here in just a couple of moments. As, like we mentioned already, the text line, very active with questions as far as favorite teams and individuals are concerned. We'll get those questions passed to Dan coming up here in just a moment. Buttons is... getting him on the line here, and we'll talk to him coming up here in just a couple of moments. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. 319-366-1600 on this Friday edition of the program. As we mentioned, Final Four for the women coming up tonight for you. We've got the Twins tomorrow and Sunday as they wrap up the series against the Milwaukee Brewers. By the way, I will say this, maybe the most gratifying thing while we wait for Dan here, Mark, is the fact that we saw people in the stands at Major League Baseball stadiums yesterday. It wasn't the piped-in sound that we've been used to hearing in 2020. It was, even though there were restrictions, it was great to hear fans.
Yes, and we met yesterday as well, and I think from every city to player, manager, what have you, those sentiments were echoed in the fact that, you know, maybe a walk-off walk, which happened, I forget where, last night, you know, fans went crazy. And in many places, I think one manager said 15,000. I think it was maybe Joe Maddon. 15,000 sounded like 40,000. And after last year, I'm sure it did.
Yeah, that was, of course, at the Big A in Anaheim, and I think it was the Seattle when you were referring to with the walk-off win last night.
Exactly.
And the other, there were three late games last night. Of course, going on right now, as far as baseball is concerned, Baltimore and Boston, they were postponed due to weather yesterday. They are in the seventh inning right now, and Baltimore with a 2-0 lead over the Boston Red Sox. That is actually now through seven. And so that's one of the games that we have on the docket. White Sox and the Angels will come up tonight at 8:30. Dallas Keuchel on the mound for the Southsiders in that one. All right, 3:28, and our friend Dan Shunk of Our Lad Scouting Service joining us here on the Friday edition of the program to talk about the NFL draft, which is about... it's less than a month away. You're in crunch time now, Dan, aren't you?
Yes, we're peeking out of the submarine a little bit, but we're hunkered down for pro days. I mean, Oregon had their pro day today, and Penei Sewell, you know, worked out well and everything. And so, you know, I think these guys have still got, you know, into this next week, they've got some pro days, and they don't understand we have to get our draft guide out. So, they you know, we might have to use estimates on some of those guys.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. There was no combine, obviously, this year, once again. And pro days are the evaluation periods, beside the All-Star games that you've been involved with. But, yeah, so it's a little bit different as far as the playing field this year.
Yeah, you know, it's you always like to get that verified information because, like Sewell, for instance, he's the number one tackle. I know some people like Slater. He's really a good player, too, out of Northwestern. You know, neither of those guys played this year. You know, they opted out. So first time you get to see him is at their pro days now. And Slater worked out really well, but his arm length is about the same as Sewell's, around 33 and change. And, you know, so this first time you get verified information. And, you know, that's what you want. Now, he weighed in at 331 today. So that he's quite a beefy lad.
Hey, Dan, one of the big moves that was made recently was the three-way trade of draft picks with Miami and San Francisco first, and then Miami and Philadelphia next. The end result is now San Francisco is slotted at 3, Miami at 6, and Philadelphia at 12. But it goes beyond that the next couple of years. For example, Miami's going to get, I think, 2 firsts and a couple seconds, a couple thirds, whatnot. My question is, who won that trade?
Well, I think whoever picks the right player who becomes a annual Pro Bowl guy. So, you know, sometimes if you don't, you give up a lot of things, but, you know, if it's worthwhile, then it's worth it. So, but, you know, as we've seen, history's shown that hasn't always been the case. So, I think that, you know, San Francisco wanted to get up. They feel like they wanted to zero in on a quarterback. And to get up there, they had to pay the price, and they did. And now Philadelphia, you know, they need more than one player. So they backed out of there, and they got one of those first from Miami that they got from San Francisco. So it helped out Philadelphia. I guess it's a stimulus package there, you know, for the NFL, the way they moved those first-round draft choices around. So, you know, Miami, they're going to get a guy that they want, the one that they wanted, the receiver. So one of those receivers is going to be there, and it's just a matter of which one, you know. Is it Ja'Marr Chase or is it Devontae Smith? I think kind of right now with the workout that, again, Chase didn't work. Ja'Marr Chase didn't work out. Ja'Marr Chase did not work out the other day or this year, didn't play, but he did work out the other day and was outstanding. So I think he kind of moved ahead of Devontae Smith and that. So I think, you know, if he lasts that long, he'll probably be going 6 to Miami.
Not a whole lot new. It's a draft, as you mentioned, Dan, that you're going to see you're going to see quarterbacks go very early and often. You know, you've got to perform or you're not going to be playing. That's pretty much the way it is in this century as far as the NFL is concerned. Talk about that. And then the other position that's moving up a lot on the boards, you mentioned wide receivers. We're going to see a lot of quarterbacks and wide receivers. We're going to see some combinations over the next handful of years taken in the first round this year, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, these guys are getting bigger, faster. And although one thing I will say this year, it's true they're getting bigger and faster, but now this year we got some smaller, speedy guys out there that you know, get in and out of breaks quickly. And, you know, I mean, you know, you're putting linebackers out there sometimes in the slot to match up, and there's no way they can match up with those guys. And Waddle from Alabama is super explosive. Tony from Florida has got a lot of juice. A guy that we kind of like from Western Michigan, Dwayne Eskridge, he's a super speed guy. Before all these crazy times start coming down, it just, you know, bothers me. I mean, you know, you watch these things, and you know, on the NFL Network and ESPN and what have you, but, you know, the guys aren't touching the lines. They're bouncing those weights off their chest and doing all the stuff you're not supposed to do. But, you know, we have to live with it, I guess, this year. But it is what it is. And I know a lot of teams that I've talked to in last week, they just add time, you know, to these 40 times because they don't believe them either. And if the times are coming from, say, for instance, a guy that's really – you'll see a lot of scouts, they'll be setting down right, you know, so close that they're almost touching the guy running by. Well, you don't get a good time that way. You got to be back, you know, 4 yards to get a clean time where you're getting the cut of their chest going through. And when you're up that close, so if all these times coming out are from the, for those guys that are, you know, in front on their knee or sitting down, those are not clean times anyway. But nevertheless, the guys are fast.
Yeah, I think I read you ran 4.4, Dan.
See, that was 4 days and 4 hours, I think it was.
Hey, let's let some of our listeners offer you a question, Dan. First, Matt in Fairfax. Could my Chiefs snag Amir Smith-Marset around rounds 3 through 5 to help replace Watkins?
Our Chiefs, Matt. Our Chiefs.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, he forgot about Scott. I mean, Scott's the reigning Kansas City guy. But absolutely. You know, if they want to take him there, I don't think they're – he did have a great workout, and he ran really fast. And so I think that – and that's one criteria that Kansas City's – I mean, if you can't run super fast, you get knocked off their board quite quickly. So, absolutely, he could be there. I would think – he might be there, you know, or they may take him a little bit, you know, in the closer to the 5 side than the 3 side.
Can I piggyback that Chiefs question with you, Dan? Chiefs have made some big signings as far as the offensive line is concerned to replace a lot of people that they needed to replace. I think the Chiefs need a pass rusher. Desperately. They just have not had a big-time pass rusher. Frank Clark has been very inconsistent. Did not have a great year, even though he was a Pro Bowler this past year. I still haven't figured that one out anyway. I don't know. I would go with the rush guy. What do you think?
Well, you know, you're right. They did, of course, Hawkeye, Austin Blythe ended up signing at center there the other day. And, you know, Joe Thuney from North Carolina State is a guard in there. I still don't think they're really strong at tackle. And, you know, Rankin is, you know, they got in and picked him up in a trade. And then Reimers had been around and everything. You know, and then Kyle Long is at guard. But, you know, Kyle Long's what Kyle Long is. He's, you know, after setting out a year. So I still think that, you know, a tackle, but, you know, no, I understand because right now you look at their depth chart and, you know, everybody that knows anything about Tim Ward, raise their hand, you know what I mean? And Austin Edwards is a guy that we had in the Shrine Bowl about 2 years ago, a Division II guy from Grand Valley up there. So in Michigan, so, excuse me. But, you know, I couldn't argue that. If I'm in the draft room, you know, the thing that could really help the Chiefs out, there's depth this year at the offensive tackle spot. So they can still get their tackle, you know, in that second, third round area, a tackle or two. But then they could go in that first round and that 31st pick and grab a pass rusher.
0945 on our text line, Dan. Would like to know what direction will the Indianapolis Colts go in this year's draft. And I think their first pick is a 21.
Yeah, you know, they're another team that I think that, you know, they could go in a lot of different directions because they do. The general manager has done a great job there. And I think that, you know, they're going to kind of be looking for another tackle, you know, because they had a retirement out there. And then another interior guy. But again, I think that they would like to have an edge pass rusher in their scheme, you know, multiple scheme. They run 3-4 and a little bit of 4-3. They could also be looking for an edge pass rusher. So, you know, I think that everything's in play at Indianapolis. They're going to probably be taking, like, the best player available. But I would think that, you know, pass rushers are such a premium that I think that they may be looking in that direction.
Yeah. Dan Shockar, Lad Scouting Service, joining us here on the Gym Class here on KGYM on this Friday at 3:39. You got two people in the text line wondering about the Las Vegas Raiders, which direction they are going. 1527, of course, said, what first-round running back or bust defensive back do we take three rounds too early? That's his part of Ralph's synopsis on that. But what about the Las Vegas Raiders?
Well, you know, John Gruden is never, I mean, the next quarterback he talks to is his favorite one, you know, and I don't know if John will, you know, would entertain anybody because now, for at least for a while, he likes Carr. And, but I think that, you know, they need some more beef up front. You know, Christian Barmore from Alabama, who just looked like an absolute monster. The playoff, you know, in the semifinal game in the national championship game. And, I mean, he's got all the talent. He's got those long arms. He's a big man. He's 6'4", and, you know, 300-plus pounds, can really move inside. And so I think that at least in the first round, I think that's who they're looking at. And but other positions they're looking at, again, I think that, again, like everybody else, they're looking for pass rushers. You know, and so that's going to be on their agenda also.
Dan, before we get to a couple more listener questions, I wanted to squeeze one in a little closer to home. Davion Nixon, the Iowa defensive lineman, I noticed at least in your first, I know you're going to update your mock drafts, but the one you had in early March, you had him the 44th best player, which would suggest a second round slot for him. What are your feelings at this moment?
Yeah, I think I still am in that second round mode, and I don't want to say that the interior line, because you need linemen, have kind of not necessarily devalued, but you know, you see good linemen, they take journeymen that end up playing and things, and so that kind of hurts, you know, a guy like Nixon and that. So you know, I think that. I think right now he's going to be he's probably going to go in that second round somewhere. There's not a lot of those explosive interior guys, but I think that and he had some production this year. So, you know, I still think he's going to be, you know, maybe in that middle of the second round.
Yeah. We've got questions with NFC North teams, Packers and the Vikings, and what direction do you think they may go? The Packers have to wait till 29 to get their first-round draft choice in. Vikings, of course. What are you thinking? What are you thinking about Minnesota?
Well, Minnesota. You know, I think that they'd love to have a linebacker in there. I don't know if Micah Parsons would be there. I mean, this is really interesting that the first 10 players may not. There may not be a defender in there. You know, if a defensive back doesn't go, say for instance Atlanta does something, they trade or what have you, we got Surtain going in there right now, but you know, there's not gonna be any defensive player. Everybody's going after, you know, five quarterbacks, some receivers. Kyle Pitts will probably go up there, and so, you know, that makes your, and then linemen obviously with Sewell and maybe Slater, so that kind of squeezes defenders out. So in with that regard, Micah Parsons may be available for Minnesota, another guy that opted out. But again, you know, everybody talks about their workouts, and he did have a great workout the other day up at Penn State. And, you know, and he only really had 1.5 years of production, you know, at Penn State. That always scares me. But I think Minnesota could be looking in that direction. And, you know, I think, let's see, who was the other team we were talking about?
Oh, the Packers.
We can't forget the Packers. Well, we know one thing they won't take. They won't take a receiver. So we'll go ahead and go with an offensive lineman. I think, and he may be there. That is the Elijah Vera Tucker from Southern Cal, who actually played tackle a year ago. And then this year they kicked him into guard. But he's an ornery guy now. I mean, he can play all across the front. So he would be a great addition if he's there at 29 for the Packers, grabbing a, you know, an offensive guard. I know it's not a sexy pick. Everybody likes to get those, you know, quarterbacks, receivers, running backs, all that. But you know what? Without those guys up front, the rest of that doesn't make any difference. So, you know, I think Vera Tucker might be their guy.
Dan, I wanted to know your opinion as we speak today on the next best quarterback behind Trevor Lawrence, because opinions vary. And I know, again, your mock is going to change based on the three-way trade that we talked about earlier and other things. But the early mock, you like Mac Jones a whole lot. Is that still the case?
Yeah, it is. I tell you, Mark, the thing is, on any quarterbacks that we evaluate, we've had, you know, pretty good hits on them, is, you know, you got to be able to process information quickly, and you've got to be able to be pinpoint accurate. And it's funny that, you know, I'm watching some of these analysts when they're talking about these pro days. Oh, that was a, you know, real accurate throw. Well, it was, you know, in the throw, you know, got in the general direction of the guy. But I'm talking about putting it right, you know, between the numbers. You know, that's what I'm talking about, accuracy. Or, you know, if they want to put the ball in the receiver's hands in stride, you know, you're running that slant pattern, or you're running a post, skinny post. Hey, put that ball right in their hands in stride. Don't have them slow down. To me, that's pinpoint accuracy, and that's what Mac Jones has. Okay, and then I you guys probably recognize too that you know, after Zach Wilson went and rolled out to his left, threw off platform, and that deep throw down the field, then everybody else did it, man. So, you know, you're looking at, hey, that guy's not the only one that can do it. All five of these quarterbacks can make that throw. So, but, you know, I like Zach Wilson, but it bothers me his two shoulder surgeries. I do like I said, Mac Jones, because, you know, he's just kind of a real cerebral guy, and he's a better athlete than people think. You know, he slides through. He's kind of one of those kind of slippery guys that kind of slither through to get that first down when the rush is coming from the outside. And so I do like him up there, okay? And Justin Fields, you know, being here in Big Ten territory, I've seen every – or graded – I've not only seen every one of his tapes, but I've graded every one of his tapes since he's been at Ohio State, and he's an outstanding quarterback. Now, he does have some, you know, good accuracy. You know, he doesn't have the pinpoint accuracy, but, you know, there's more separation in college than there is in the pros. And so I like to, you know, just back off a little bit and maybe not have him up there, you know, maybe second. But, you know, if you're going to run a lot of RPO stuff like that, hey, he might be your guy. It all depends. Hey, there's horses for courses. And we know, you know, Tom Brady made a living in that offense up at New England and showed pretty good down at Tampa once they put his offense in the way he wanted things to go. And so, you know, so many times you draft a guy and they don't have a plan. You know, you think they have a plan, but they change offensive coordinators or the head coach, or and these guys get thrown away. I mean, and so if they've got to go to the right spot, have the right people around them to be successful, I'm hoping that Trey Lance, I've seen Trey live when I've seen him live a year ago, and you know, he's a tremendous talent, but he hasn't got a book on him yet. You know, I mean, he pull that ball down. He can run like a running back. You know, when he's in the pocket, he see they run like a pro offense up there. And so, obviously, Iowa fans saw North Dakota State down here against Iowa a few years ago, and they do run a pro style offense with big linemen. So he's got, you know, good NFL reads. So I think that Mac Jones, you know, right now, I mean, he's our second-rated quarterback after Lawrence. And then, you know, I like Justin Fields a whole lot. You know, I think that bothers me, those shoulders, you know, because at the injuries that, you know, Wilson had, he had one in high school that he got tackled and hit the dirt. You know, and then he had one at BYU where he was tackled, and he got the other one. So I don't know if you want, I want to put in, you know, $20 million to a quarterback that you may not know that holds up, but there'll be somebody up there rolls the dice.
Last one for me, Dan. How about Jaquan Bailey coming out of Iowa State? What is the latest as far as what you guys are thinking about him?
Well, I think this, he'll be a late round guy or priority free agent, which is not a bad thing. Okay, I found a guy a few years ago for the Shrine Bowl, and nobody signed him. All right, and Shaquille Barrett from Tampa now, and he played over at Nebraska Omaha in his Division II school, and then they dropped football, then he went out to Colorado State. The Broncos signed him as a free agent, and so I kind of see Juan like him, just a great effort guy, and he's going to, probably knock around on a practice squad for a year or two, and if he's as lucky and works as hard as Shaquille did, I mean, Shaquille ended up signing a Buku contract about 2 weeks ago for, generational wealth, and he was not drafted. So not being drafted is not a bad thing. Of course, Kurt Warner, we all know about him. So, I see him, though, more as a seventh-round priority free agent guy.
Sounds good. Sounds good. We'll have you back, Dan. You're putting everything together right now as we speak, very, very frantically, I would imagine. But when are you thinking you're going to have the guide available?
Well, it's going to be kicked out, I think, the 12th of April. We were going to try to shoot for the 9th, but I wanted to hold off just a second to see if we can get some more of these pro days in and massage the book, as we say. So we'll be doing that. So it'll be coming out the 12th.
Sounds good. And the website that people can find out more.
Yeah, the fans can go to ourlads.com, ourlads.com, and now we're offering a online version that fans can get to, and a lot of the old timers, I'll put little quotes by that they like to have that book to read it, and some of the new generation guys, they like to read on their computer and their phone, so we kind of appeal to that this year too. So we've got both the online version and then the hard copy. So but anyway, ourlads.com, or they give us a phone call at 1-800-PRO-DRAFT and we'll get them fixed up.
Sounds good. Always appreciate it, Dan. Take care.
You bet, guys. Thanks a million.
All right. Dan Shanka, our lad scouting service, joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll take a break, 3:51, come back and wrap things up for a Friday here on KGYM.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets even hotter. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the King of Sportsbooks. Sign up today using code HANSEN100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Bulls or Jazz. And if either team hits a three, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. No matter what your favorite sport is, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code HANSEN100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on Bulls or Jazz to hit a three. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Our thanks to Dan Shanker for joining us, 3:53. Mike Halas will join us coming up on Monday on the Gym Class on KGYM. Women's Final Four coming up tonight. We'll join up at 6 o'clock, 107.5, the Gym OT, 106.3 FM for you. Men's Final Four tomorrow at 2:30 on KGYM, as it will be pretty good ball games. We'll start things off with Baylor and Houston, Mark, and finish up the night with Gonzaga taking on UCLA. Do you envision anything but what a lot of people are looking at, and that is a Gonzaga-Baylor battle of number one seeds?
I still like Houston, but we shall see. I wouldn't be surprised, Gonzaga and Baylor. We do have a poll question today at KGYMradio.com dealing with this subject, thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement and Steve Anderson and his crew in Iowa City. Excuse me, which two teams will be playing for the national title Monday night in Indianapolis. Will it be Gonzaga-Baylor, Gonzaga-Houston, UCLA-Baylor, or UCLA and Houston? What say you, Scott?
I think Gonzaga-Baylor. I know that's not going out on a limb a whole lot, but the way the Zags played against USC, I cannot envision them. I don't know if they're going to play that well in the semifinal coming up tomorrow, but how can you go against this team right now? We said the same thing about UNLV back in the day before they lost to Duke, but holy smoke. I mean, this is just, they're fun to watch. Even if you're not a fan, you must admit that this team is fun to watch. Just the way they move the ball, the way they move away from the ball. It's kind of a team that does all the modern things, but they do it with kind of a little throwback sprinkled in a little bit, Mark. They'll do a lot of back cuts. They just move away from screens and away from the ball. And it's just really fun to watch the offense of Mark Few.
They do so many great things. I mean, you got Timmy and Suggs and Kispert and others that do the things that you mentioned and even more. And the way Gonzaga has played in this tournament, I just don't see anybody beating it. But I will say UCLA, it already is a tremendous story, but would be even a more tremendous story if it can take down Gonzaga. Now, UCLA is a 14-point underdog and is not expected to challenge Gonzaga, but there is the matter of having a target on your back, and we'll see how that affects the Bulldogs.
UCLA has had one guy, one individual in each of these games step up. Jusang, Tiger Campbell has kind of been the glue to all this. Jaquez has also had very good games, but they have had guys have career games seemingly throughout the tournament so far.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if they can have that again coming up against Gonzaga and what they're going to do to them. Houston's got to shoot the three well. There's no doubt about that. They've got to create turnovers, and I'm not sure how you can do that against Mitchell and Baylor. They just run things so smoothly, and I think they're going to give them some trouble on the interior as well. With some length and some height. So, I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, Baylor-Gonzaga is going to be the one I think I'm going to be seeing on Monday night. But who knows?
Yeah, I'd agree. And I think it's going to be fun to talk about on Monday with Michael Oss and between ourselves and with listeners. And, you know, as screwy as this game can be, we could be talking about something a whole lot different than that one we anticipate.
Yeah, could be the case. And you never know, Lady Luck plays out. Could be an injury. You hope not, but a lot of things could play into it. But we shall find out. And we'll have it for you. The men's tournament, the Final Four, tomorrow from Indianapolis at 2:30. Women's Final Four coming up tonight, 107.5, 106.3 FM. We'll join up beginning at 6 o'clock. A reminder that Jim is partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. You can go to kgymradio.com for more information on that. Happy Easter weekend to everybody out there. You too, Mark. And should be a fine one weather-wise, it looks like. 70s. For the weekend. A little early preview of spring, if you will.
Very welcome, and I echo those sentiments, and look forward to talking again on Monday.
Yep, should be a good one, and we'll have the weekend to talk about, to look at Monday night's national championship game, and a whole lot more. So we'll talk with you and the listeners on Monday, Mark.
Sounds good. Talk to you then, Scott.
All right. Stay tuned. The Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn for a Friday is coming your way. For Mark, for Button, Scott Unash, thanking you for listening here to the Gym Class KGYM.
Here's the good news. Even with high unemployment, there's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help me.